This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is claiming to have a new immigration deal with Mexico that contains mystery provisions, even as Mexico says it has no idea what he is talking about. The Mexican Foreign Secretary said there is nothing beyond previous announcements of Mexico's deployment of 6,000 troops to its border with Guatemala to thwart the surge of Central American migrants heading to the U.S. Trump had threatened to impose a 5% tariff on Mexican products arriving here in the U.S. starting next week, but backed off when Mexico pledged to ramp up efforts to block migrants from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala heading north to the U.S. He said further talks would only come after seeing how well the current agreement performs over the course of 45 days and stressed the need to improve the worth of measures such as investing in development in Central American countries so that people do not feel the need to leave their homelands to escape poverty and violence. President Trump says his administration is considering granting special protections to thousands of Venezuelans who have fled to the U.S. amid ongoing unrest in their country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
Calling the situation a horrible thing that's been brewing for a long time, President Trump says his administration is seriously looking at granting Venezuelans temporary protected status. That's given to people from countries hit by natural disasters or war, allowing them to remain in the U.S. until the situation in their home country improves. The once wealthy oil nation is facing severe shortages of basic goods and hyperinflation. Two congressional panels have advanced legislation granting those protections to Venezuelans, but until now, those bills appeared in conflict with Trump's tough immigration stance. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department